Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, GPP, Geo's Passion Posse? My name is Jack, and I'm your host. And I am not bringing you this podcast episode from our GPP studios in Tampa, Florida. I am actually in DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. I'm waiting for my plane back to Tampa. And I will say it was an experience here in Dallas. I do have lounge access, so give me one moment here. I'm checking into the lounge right now and trying to get one of those business rooms right here. Yes. How you doing, ma'am? Good, good. Yes. And this is my boarding pass. Correct. And this is my ID and lounge access. All right. And where's the rooms? Next door? Right there. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Oh, thank you. You have a great day also. Thank you. So as I walk to the lounge, I will say that Dallas is an experience. It's an experience that I might want to get a little bit more of. And it was a quick turnaround trip here. So, but like I said, I'm in the Big D. And this episode is called the Big DNR. And there's a couple of reasons why. The Big D stands for Dallas, and the NR is going to be the ampersand NR. Don't think of DNR as do not resuscitate, because we're all alive here. We're pumped up. We are rocking and rolling with Geo's Passion. So, yes, I am here. You know, I was in Fort Lauderdale a couple of weeks ago. I'm in Dallas now. I got other trips. I'm catching up. I'm finally doing things that I was supposed to do during the 2020 year until that little itty bitty creature attacked us. So, but no, it's good. And it feels good to be traveling and stuff like that. So, but before I get into the episode, I just want to let you know that this podcast episode is being brought to you by Geo's Passion. Yes, Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion website. I know many of you are returning to work. Goldman Sachs put out a report saying that they're having their people come back to work. JP Morgan, Citibank, same difference. And you're like, oh my God, how am I going to listen to Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion podcast? Well, guess what? If you go to the Geo's Passion website at geospassion.com, Geo's Passion will give you the updates that you need for the podcast episodes. You click on the tab that says podcast, and right there you can see the new podcast and archive podcasts, you know, previous podcasts and stuff like that. And you can also join the GPP, Geo's Passion Posse. Woo, let's go, baby. And, you know, you can sign up there to get the email reminders of when the new shows come out. And I've been traveling, and, you know, I will tell you that little by little, as I grow the GPP, Geo's Passion Posse in the audience, it'd be great one day to do events in a couple of cities and meet the fans and, you know, and the posse. So, again, bookmark geospassion.com on your computer. If you can't do it at work, just, you know, write it down. It's GIOSPASSION as in Nancy.com. Geospassion.com. Like I told you, I was in Fort Lauderdale in Dallas and maybe coming to a location near you. So at the end of this month, I'll be going somewhere, and you'll find out about it either through my social media. And that's the other thing. If you're not following Geo's Passion on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I have pictures of my trip here in Dallas, and you know, and it was great. So like I said, I hope everyone's doing good. Dallas, Texas, for the first time. It was a short trip, but I must say I did a lot. And I didn't have time to do a lot more and visit other places because, you know, the time just flew. But I did finally get to cross off one thing from my bucket list. And I will say, I went to AT&T Stadium. Yes. Yes, I went to AT&T Stadium, which is located in Arlington, Texas. And that was one of the items on my bucket list. But more about that coming up soon. So I will tell you that I am so pumped to be heading back to Tampa. because the weather, which I'm going to talk about shortly, in Texas is, yeah, the weather in Tampa is nicer than the weather in Texas, definitely so. But the weather in Texas is hot. It's hot. It was so hot that when we landed, the pilot was like, hey, welcome to Dallas, Texas, where the temperature is a comfortable 94 degrees. Woo, come on! Comfortable 94 degrees. Are you kidding me? No, you gotta be kidding me. Yep, I was leaving Tampa. It was like 90 degrees. It was 94 in Dallas. And that's because it rained the week before. They had a flood. Because people I spoke to in Dallas, they were like, yeah, it was about 105, 110 degrees in some spots. I was like, you know what? Y'all can keep that. Y'all can keep that. You can keep that 100 and something degree weather. Like Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, all those spots right there. Nah, it's all right. You can keep that. So, but like I said, when my social media I posted, hey, I'm in Dallas. And I got a couple of shout outs, you know, my boy James from Dallas via Tampa, via Dallas. Thanks for being the first one to welcome me to the D, the big D, Dallas. Woo. I want to thank my aunt D, my cousins Nessa, Julian, Bobby, and Jackie for the fun night from the dinner at Haywire to the case of the chocolate pie afterwards. They only know what happened with the chocolate pie afterwards. And that's going to be a funny story for the family for years to come. So shout out to you guys and gals. The Haywire was good. I had a 13-ounce prime rib with some Malbec. And I think it was whipped mashed potatoes or something like that. It tastes good. It was good. It was gone. I ate it. Yeah, it's what? But I'll talk more about high prices and food later on in this episode. Now, I will tell you that, you know, besides the food being good, the dessert was good at my cousin's house. So I had a great time there. And one thing about the hotel that I stayed at, it had a rooftop pool. And there was a little, there was a bar outside with the rooftop pool and stuff like that. And I met my boy Jose from Queens, Queens via Dallas, repping the New York Mets. Yeah, he had his Mets hat on, his black Mets hat. I was like, yeah, that's what's up, baby. Let's go Mets. And, you know, when you see, another Mets fan, you're like, yeah, you get pumped up. And, we'll have more about that in the episode coming in the sports section. But yeah, Jose, bro, I'll see you in NYC. I'm planning a trip to NYC, so we'll see what's up. So the big D, or Dallas as it's known, was a mixed bag of nuts for me. And y'all know how I do the whole mixed bag of nuts thing. I'm going to start with the Triple H, and that's probably what I'm going to cover in this episode. The Triple H, number one, the heat. Number two, homelessness. Number three, high prices. And I'm going to talk about each one a little bit here. I will say the heat, again, pilot said 94 degrees. I was in a hotel in downtown Dallas, and I walked. I got to see the where Kennedy was assassinated, the book repository. It was, everything was there. There was a nice memorial. It was kind of weird because it's like all cinder block. Not cinder block, but it's like all cement wrapped around. And it's got like a black granite and it says John Fitzgerald Kennedy, I think it said. I mean, that was cool. But going down near the grassy knoll and looking at the X marks the spot. And it's funny because I was taking a picture there. And some lady from a truck goes, they lying to you. That's not where he got shot. I was like, well, you know what? This is where I'm taking the picture. So the heck with you. And again, those of you who follow me on Instagram, you know, follow Gio's Passion. You saw the pictures from there. And you saw me point out with the red circle on the book depository. Yeah, so that was interesting. It was closed when I went there. But I think it opened like maybe on a Tuesday. And Tuesday was my day to go to the Dallas Stadium. AT&T Stadium. Let's go, Cowboys. We them boys. Woo! Yeah, baby. But walking around that area, and it wasn't far either. It was like 10 minutes from the hotel. It was hot. It was hot as heck. And there was a place called Record Street. And I found out Record Street is pretty much Record Street because, you know, that's where like all the Dallas County records are. But there was a building on Record Street. It was like 400 Record Street, and they had popsicles, yeah, right outside. I mean, they weren't real, you know. It was just for design. But I took a picture there, and I was like, man, it's so hot. They had, you know, popsicles out here, and you could tell they're not real because they're not melting. So, but that was fun. Heat was serious. Heat was serious. And I ended up going to CVS because I had to really get some water. The good thing about the hotel, and like I said, this is the first time I'm going to a hotel in a while. Fort Lauderdale was the Airbnb. But the hotel was good because the refrigerator was empty. I know back in the day, refrigerators used to have a whole bunch of stuff inside of it. And you're like, I'm trying to put my own things in here. And if I move something a little bit too much, then they're going to be like, oh, no, you know, you drank this or you did this and let's charge you. But now the refrigerator was empty. So I bought some candy and I bought some Fiji water from CVS. And that was a walk. And that walk was interesting because I got to see the homeless in downtown Dallas. Walked by AT&T building. The Bank of America building, you know, a lot of big places out there, and they were homeless laid out on the street. Not as much, and I would say as crazy as New York, and maybe either the same or maybe a little less than East Tampa or than Tampa, Suitcase City, something like that. But them homeless were out there, and some of them were, you know, a little aggressive, a little talking to themselves, and sometimes I had to talk to myself, you know, to make believe. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was very, very interesting, you know. And I was coming, actually, I went to, and one thing you'll see is I watch CNBC on television, you know. I watch the financial markets. I do this and do that. And they're always talking about, oh, you know, like the unemployment numbers came in. It was high, but it was good because people are finding jobs. They're doing jobs. They're working 16 jobs now, you know. And now that we got to pay for everybody else's education, you know, I had the GI Bill with the U.S. Army. And, you know, I don't have a bill for my education. But now, you know, you took a finger painting and you got a master's degree in finger painting, but you got $150,000 in student loans. And now we're going to forgive a little bit about that, you know. But why should I have to pay that? Why? I shouldn't have to help you out with that because nobody helped me out. I did it my own. I went to the Army. I got the GI Bill. I did it the right way. I took care of my own business. You understand? But, hey, I guess, you know, Democrats are looking for votes. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, you know, I was walking back from one of the locations that there was a place called Cindy's New York Deli and Restaurant. And it was a Monday and it was closed. I walked there. It was closed. The sign on the door said, due to staffing shortages, we're closed on Mondays. I'm like, what? Are you guys kidding me? So I was like, all right. I Googled another spot and I went to that spot and it was called Record Street Grill. And I want to tell you that that place is as small as maybe an airport bathroom. If you go to an airport bathroom here in Dallas, if you go to an airport bathroom in LaGuardia, in Tampa, airport bathroom about that size. But the food was good. The food was hot. And, you know, and I'm hungry because I didn't eat breakfast because I woke up a little too late. So I ended up going there, and it was good, you know. But again, why are so many places closed on Mondays? Because that evening, I went to see a thing called a giant eyeball they have. And again, follow my Instagram, my Facebook, social media. I'm posting more pictures of Dallas every day. And a lot of the restaurants, I tried to go to some restaurants, and they were closed on Mondays. So I remember back in the day, you know, growing up in New York, it was like, all right, you know, the barbershops were closed on Mondays. But these are restaurants. These are downtown area. And there wasn't a lot of traffic, surprisingly. Like when I came back to Tampa, there was more traffic on the roads in Tampa than there were in the roads of Dallas. And going to Arlington or Irving or stuff like that. So I was like, all right, very, very, very interesting. And they got overpasses. They're building overpasses like they built overpasses in Orlando. So, you know, I'm like, okay. So you got the heat, you got the homelessness, and the third H is high prices. This one, it was worth the money, but it's still high prices. So, and people bust my chops when I tell them it's Wagyu beef. I say Wagyu beef, but, it's white. I say Wagyu beef, but it's Wagyu beef. Wagyu? Wagyu. Anyway, you know that nice, real soft beef that is expensive. So I was in the restaurant, and I ordered my food and stuff like that. And the guy goes, I tell the guy, I go, look, you know, I'm kind of a big guy. 8 ounces of Wagyu beef, you know, it might not be doing. And he was like, yo, we got a 12 ounce. So the 8 ounce already was like $90. And I was like, you got a 12 ounce? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, you know what? Let's do this. I will do the 20 ounce Wagyu beef. And he was like, all right, we're going to hook you up. Yo, when that came out, I took the first bite. I was like, what? Yo, it was so good. I was like, but then I saw the bill and I was like, what the? Holy shit. And what happened was, yo, for that, it was a Snake River 12 ounce Wagyu beef, and it was $129. Okay, my bill alone was $159, $160, and that was for the Wagyu beef with whipped potatoes, and that seemed to be the theme in Dallas, and a glass of Malbec. And I was like, yo, it was $100 bro, for that. But it was good. It was really good. So I enjoyed myself. But that wasn't just it. So like, even the breakfast, the hotel had a breakfast. And I know y'all are going to yell at me, but like, well, you ate at the breakfast spot. It was a hotel. What the hell you expect? You know, even some of the other local spots were pretty, pretty pricey. So, and again, it's downtown. But you expect that from New York City. You know what I'm saying? Because I think even Tampa's prices for downtown restaurants and eateries and breakfast spots are cheaper than that. And, I mean, less expensive. So, but even, you know, I had some tacos and stuff like that. And it was good, but they were like finger food. They're like finger food. And it's funny because those same tacos that I paid, I think it was $14 and change for two of them, right? I get them free here at the lounge. Plus my drink and all that other stuff. Well, it's not free because, you know, you pay the annual membership. But if you're a city executive holder, and then you get the Admiral Lounge at a discount, major discount. So you got heat, you got homelessness, you got high prices in Dallas, Texas. Would I go back and visit again? Heck yeah. As a matter of fact, I was even looking at properties to invest in. You know, I was talking to people about Airbnbs, especially like, you know, the Bucks are over here in Tampa. But I mean, over there in Tampa, but the over here in Dallas, you got, you got the Cowboys, and you got a lot of people who come to Cowboys Stadium. Right across the street from Cowboys Stadium is Globe Life Field, which is where the Texas Rangers play. So that was very interesting. I mean, I thought it was pretty, pretty cool. And then they have this, I forgot the name of it. Lowe's Entertainment, I think they call it. And it's right between both of them. And they have like food and games and this and that. And it's real, real, real big. The, one of the Uber drivers, cause I Ubered everywhere. And so one of the Uber drivers was like, yeah, what happened was, Jerry Jones went to the city of Dallas and he was like, hey, I want to build a new stadium and I want you guys to help me out with it. And city of Dallas, the mayor, she was like, no, thank you. And he was like, okay, no problem. So he went to Arlington and Arlington was like, yeah, we'll hook you up. He's like, okay, that's fine. So he built a brand new stadium in Arlington. And I took the owner's experience. They call it the owner's experience tour. I got to, again, if you Instagram or Facebook, Twitter, you know, you look at the pictures. I got to go on the field at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium and it was great. I went to the locker room. I went to the cheerleaders locker room. I saw where Jerry Jones sits during the games. It was a fun experience. It was a great experience. That one's off my bucket list. So on my bucket list was like watching Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden and going to AT&T Stadium. So I saw Billy Joel at Emily Arena. I received Christmas gift tickets and we went and stuff like that. But the gift giver, I told her, I was like, hey, you know what'd be cooler? Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. So, you know, she gave me that look like saying, you better be grateful that you got to see Billy Joel, period. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm very happy. So, but with that trip, I found myself, I didn't go by myself. So I found myself spending time with a loved one on this trip. Okay. It brought us closer together and actually gave us a spark to something that was just hanging in there, almost like a roommate situation. You know, you got that roommate situation, like, oh yeah, hey, good. Everything's good. Yeah. How's work? Good. Good. Okay. You cooking? No. Okay. I'm going out. Yeah. You going out? No. Okay. Whatever. But this time was, it was good. It was good to get closer and to catch up and to, I guess to find that romantic side of people again, because, you know, the older we get, sometimes we're not that romantic anymore, you know, and if you have someone you love, you care about, you know, it's good to go on trips. So there's a young lady that I follow on Instagram and she's a nurse. And I call her Gen Z, but she has her boyfriend now. She's back with her boyfriend, and they go on trips and they show pictures, and you see the love and you see the care that that they have with each other. And that's why, you know, I was wondering, it's like, wow, do you think trips together with a close friend or a loved one can lead to romance? Geospatial social media, they weren't having some of that. I put a post out. And not only did I put a post out, I put a question and a poll. And the results, it will get you. So let's see. The poll results from Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. The question I posted was, have you ever been romantic with a close friend on vacation? Okay. 100% of the people who responded, both men and women, and there were a bunch of them, responded no. I've never been romantic with a close friend on vacation. So the other options were like, have you ever been? Yes, no, is yes. Or I've never been with a friend, or with a close friend on vacation. And then the last option was like, I've only been on vacation with my significant other. Okay. So right now, no, 100%, both men and women, they responded. They said, nope. Never ever been romantic with a close friend on vacation. So I got you. I was like, all right, respect that. Then my question after that was, does what happened on vacation really stay a vacation? So, you know, you got some people like, hey, let's go to Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But there's other spots when you go on vacation that things happen. You know, does it really happen to stay back where the vacation was at? You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about romance, relationships, stuff like that. I'm talking anything, you know. And actually, this one was what got me. 50% yes, 50% no. And the fun part was the men actually say yes. What happens on vacation stays on vacation. And the women said no. What happens on vacation doesn't stay on vacation. And I thought that said a lot of the vacation events and locations. So, you know, depending where they're going, what they're doing and stuff like that. And I'm like, it's funny how the men said yes and the women said no. So then, of course, I posted a question on Instagram. And again, I'm going to keep on saying it. If you're not following me on Instagram, Geo's Passion, what's up? So the question on Instagram was, how do you handle someone orbiting you? So for those of you who do not know what orbiting is, and I'm learning a lot of lingo lately, especially doing podcasts and asking questions and doing polls, you learn a lot. So the other day I was hanging out with someone at the Crate. Crate is a spot in Wesley Chapel, Florida. And it's made out of legitimate, cargo crates, cargo containers. And I got a video up on Geo's Passion YouTube. Again, if you didn't know, Geo's Passion is on YouTube also. So, one of the people that I was hanging out with that night told me about situationships. So I had to look that up. I was like, what the heck is a situationship? So more on that one coming up. But anyway, the question on Instagram was, how do you handle someone orbiting you? And for those of you wondering what orbiting is, the Urban Dictionary, not Webster's, because, you know, I mean, that's what's up, the Urban Dictionary, says Orbiting is when someone who won't speak to you otherwise still watches every snap on your story, which is your Instagram story, you know, TikTok, whatever, and or likes your posts. So they won't talk to you, but they like your pictures, they like your posts, they like your videos, they subscribe, they follow you on you know, on your podcast or on Facebook, or they subscribe on your YouTube channel, you know, stuff like that. So orbiting is that. Usually someone who has ghosted you, but not always. Sometimes there's a little ghosting involved, but not always. Basically, they're lingering in your life despite refusing to be an active part in it in any other capacity. And you're going to see that in life nowadays with social media, I've kind of been hounding down social media lately with my episodes, but this orbiting, you know, has again to do with social media. The fact that we have so much information out there and we tell people what we're doing and what's up and this and that and all. So, you know, the question that came was, how do you handle someone who's orbiting you? So this is what you do. You put a big, this is my opinion only. All right. You put a big post on all your social media. Coming soon, something very special and important, big announcement, things are happening, blah, 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 blah. And then you block that person. You block that person from all your social media. And they'll try everything to access your social media. They'll come up with fake accounts. They'll DM you, hey, you know, I've been away for a little while. I just see you got something special going on. What's up? Is everything okay? Blah, blah, blah. You know, so they'll try to get that special access into your social media, into your life. Okay. And they won't be able to unless they, you know, some people are really, really good at coming up with fake accounts, but you can tell it's a fake account because, you know, all of a sudden they got like three posts and they just started the account yesterday. So you block them. And since you block them, they become obsessed with the fact that they won't be able to be a special part of your event. Because if they're lingering, okay, if they're looking at you, all right, you know, they don't want to be bothered with you in person, but they're watching your activities, they're watching everything you do, they're seeing your friends, seeing who liked you, who liked your videos, who liked your post, okay, they want to still be a part of your life. But the fact that now you block them, they're not going to be part of that special event in your life. So what happens? They're going to try everything to see what's that special event and what they're missing out on. Especially if you put the post private or if you block them and it's like their your account is private on Instagram or, you know, or other social media and they can't see it, they will be boom. Bah. They'll be like, oh, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you been? Hey. And I'll be like, hey, it's for horses. Okay. Seriously. Look, they don't want to be a part of you. Okay. In real life, but they want to know the 411 just in case they either decide to try to get back with you or get back in your good graces, or they can keep tabs on you to hold something against you later. All right. That they may bring up one day. Either on social media or in person to call you out to embarrass you. Because maybe you hurt their feelings. Maybe you were a strong person and you were like, you know what? I'm not dealing with you anymore. You can bounce. All right? Yes. Unfortunately, we have people like that who want to hurt other people. But if they're orbiting, that's my opinion. Make a big announcement. Say something grand is coming and just shut them down. Block them. Shut them down. Don't let them see your any of your social media. And they're really, 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 one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to flip out and they're going to be like, oh my God, hey, and they're going to message you, be like, hey, how you doing? And, I see something big is coming up. You know, I've been away for a while. I just want to see how you're doing. What's good? What's the news? Hey. Somehow I got, you know, disconnected from your social media. I can no longer see your post and stuff like that. Or they're going to try to do that fake account and they'll be like, oh yeah. No, that's not me. That's not me. I'm Frank. I'm Frank from Tanakana Kanawanda. Yeah, that's me. I'm Frank. No, I'm not your ex-boyfriend, or I'm not your a date that I went on with you, or I'm not your Instagram stalker or stuff like that. No, that's not me. My name is Frank. I'm not Tim. You know, or I'm Frank. I'm not Sean. Yeah, you're full of crap. That's what you are, right? Or as they say in my country, you're full of. Yep, so that's what you got to look out for. But orbiting, another new thing that I'm learning about. Hey, let me tell you, answering these polls and doing the questions on Instagram, I appreciate everybody doing that because it's interactive. We'll get this going, all right? Love it. Now I got some other news for you, and I thought this was very interesting too. This Labor Day weekend that we're in, TSA checkpoint travel numbers for the current year versus 2019. Same week day, which was pre-pandemic. So what I did was I went on the TSA website because, you know, traveling here in Dallas, it was packed. All right. The airport in Tampa, getting on my plane, it was packed. My flight coming here to Dallas was packed. So right now, the TSA says that as of travel from September 2nd and September 3rd, 2019, they had 3,954,330 passengers get screened through TSA. I was like, okay, I feel you. That's 2019 now. September 2nd, September 3rd, 2022, pretty much post-pandemic. 4 million. That's this weekend. That's a couple of days. 4,009,825. What? It's an increased difference of 55,495, which is actually a huge positive sign, which means travel is back. Travel is back. And like I said, I saw it in Dallas. I saw it in Tampa. And hey, things are happening. So. But the best part of the trip was being able to hang out at the lounge to record and bring this episode to you. Because I love Geo's Passion Posse and the GPP. Yeah. Whew. Let's go. I just hope the airlines can catch up and correct any issues they may have. The rush of the Labor Day is ending now. And the northern states are going back to school. We have the invasion of the snowbirds. And Canadians to Florida. Eh? I've got to leave my house in Canada. Now, that's one thing I didn't see much in Texas. I didn't see many Canadian license plates. Maybe they were hiding since I was here in Dallas. Maybe they were hiding in Houston or in San Antonio or in Austin or something like that. So, but I did a little research. And you all know that's how I roll. I do my research. And the weather in Toronto, Ontario, already averaging a high of 25 degrees Celsius, or as they say in America, 77 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's a low of 16 degrees Celsius, or 61 degrees Fahrenheit. To me, this is beautiful, comfortable weather. But according to the weathernetwork.com, there are cloudy and rainy days in the mix for the next 7 days. Definitely not Florida weather. And definitely not Texas weather. So, you know, here come the traffic jams, Florida. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. And there's people that I know who are Canadian, and they actually own properties here. Some of them own trailer parks, mobile homes, and that's what they do. When it gets cold up there, they come down here. And usually they come down, I want to say later, end of October, beginning of November, when the hurricane season is more secure. And, you know, because it's pretty tough coming from Canada. And then all of a sudden you're coming to New York. You're coming to Florida, and then now you get slammed with a hurricane. So that's not a good thing, you know. But, hey, like I said, we'll be seeing them on the road coming up here shortly. So, but that's good for travel, you know. Now, speaking of travel, I've made a consensus that I will go to New York possibly in November of this year for JC's birthday. But with that, it'd be nice to see a World Series. My New York Mets are currently still in first place, but it's by one game over the Atlanta Braves. They have a record of 85 wins and 50 losses. There will be three games against the Atlanta Braves from September 30th to October 1st. It's a nail-biting month. This is what I told you guys and gals in the beginning of the baseball season. It always comes down to the wire. And a lot of the games coming up this month of September are going to be with divisional rivals to end the season. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. But, whew, I mean, even if we drop a bit, I think we're high enough that we'll at least make the playoffs in the wild card aspect of it. So the hometown Tampa Bay Rays, listen to this, they're in second place by 5 games behind the New York Yankees. Yes, you heard it right. 4 games. Is it 5 games? 4 games? I think it might be... it's 5 games now. Yeah, because I believe they lost today. So it's 5 games behind the New York Yankees. What happened to those double digit? And the Rays were in third by like 12 games, 11 games. So this is a conspiracy theory. And this is what a lot of the New York Yankees and other sports fans are saying. That when the Yankees, during the trade deadline, they got rid of Joey Gallo. And Joey Gallo was good, but he wasn't like, you know, he was not Aaron Judge. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't like kicking butt like that. But they said when Joey Gallo got traded, the slide began for the New York Yankees. And as you can see, the Tampa Bay Rays have taken advantage, bringing them to wildcard playoff contention. The Rays record right now is 74 wins and 58 losses. They have, they're in wildcard contention, which is awesome. It is awesome because, like I told you a couple of episodes ago, I go, hey, don't sleep on the Rays. The Rays will get you in the end. The Rays are almost like Atlanta to the Mets. You know what I'm saying? So, And be careful because they'll beat you in a wild card. And all of a sudden, the next thing you see, they're in the World Series. They're in the World Series. So there's a lot of baseball still to play, especially, September. This is last month, but there's a lot of baseball to play. The Houston Astros, which are the arch rivals of the New York Yankees ever since the cheating scandal. And if you don't know the cheating scandal, Google it. There's tons of articles and stuff like that out there. The Houston Astros have the best record and percentage in the American League with a record of 86 wins and 48 losses and a .642 percentage. For the National League, the LA Dodgers are the best in the National League with a record of 91 wins and 41 losses and a .68 percentage. And that actually makes them the best team in baseball so far for the 2022 season. So out of American League and National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers have the best record in baseball. So, props to them. The football season is here. Dallas Cowboy preseason record was 2 wins and 1 loss. And the first game will be against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday night, September 11th at 8:20 p.m. at the home stadium. At AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Yes! Yes! Let's go, boys! We them boys! Woo-hoo! CBS Sports has Tampa beating Dallas. But as a Cowboys fan, I just cross my arms and yell, we them boys! We're going to win. So it's going to be an interesting season. Very, very interesting season. So I look forward to that. And, and seeing the progress that Dallas Cowboys has made over the period of rest. So now in finance. According to AAA, the price of fuel in Tampa is currently an average of $3.50, and it's around $4.03 in the Bronx. Fuel went up, then it went down a little bit. Crude oil is down to $86.87 a barrel. $86.87 a barrel. We did see prices start go up, like I said. Then I came to Dallas. I spoke to a couple of the oil refinery people, and somehow the cost of the barrels of oil and the cost of fuel went down. the price per barrel of future contracts, you know, I guess they liked my pitch. It was something about I need to get gas, and gas is too expensive. I need the $2 gas like I had with the ugly red man. The ugly red haired man. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. Anyway, the price of Bitcoin is currently around $19,913. Ethereum is currently $1,574. Solana is $32.15. Cardano is 49 cents. And Polygon Matic is 89 cents. Crypto, just like the rest of the market, has been crappy. And, you know, and every once in a while, I'm like, what is going on here? But it's the Federal Reserve. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. Just skim that. Tesla price after the 3-for-1 stock split that took place August 24th is currently $269.32. Twitter is up to $38.60. Starbucks is $82.94. And finally, JP Morgan is at $113.90. Now for the Tigre de Tampa, Eduardo, the gold is an ounce of gold, $1,709.86, which again is down from my last episode. So, you know, there's a little thing there that, you know, I mean, I suffered a little bit. I put a little bit more into stocks and crypto. And once the hawkishness of Jay Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, goes away, the markets jump up and I recover. So it's a waiting game. It's just all a waiting game. You got to have patience. Don't sell when it's down and, you know, and you'll be good. So don't forget to sign up with my Robinhood link in the description to start your account. You both get a stock and it helps start growth. But remember, as I always say, my legal warning and notice. Everybody knows my legal warning and notice because, like I said, I'm not here for you to get in trouble. I'm not a financial advisor. Only spend the money you feel comfortable to lose. And my comments on crypto is for entertainment purposes only. So like I say, if you got a bonus check-in, if you got a sign-on bonus for a new job and you paid all your bills, okay, throw a couple of dollars in crypto, throw a couple of dollars in stocks. And even if you want to get a tenth of a troy ounce of gold, or I don't know how that works, but hey, do that too. But or if you want to buy, I think the euro is still down compared to the dollar. If you want to buy some euro for your European vacation, buy it cheaper now. Hey, talk to your bank, and the bank will order that money for you. But if you don't have the money, do not invest. Don't say, hey, Jack, the host of Geo's Passion said. No, because I didn't say that. Because, again, my comments on crypto is for entertainment purposes only. I am not a financial advisor. All right? So it's all for fun. You might make some money, though, but it's all for fun anyway. So, like I said, think about it. Be responsible. All right? Good. Now that we got the serious stuff out of the way, you know what this is about? It's the housing market. Many of you come up to me, talk to me, and say, hey, I heard the housing market's going to be cool next month. Now, I personally don't think so. I think the housing market is going to be rough for the next couple of months, at least 6 months, at least till March 2023. Because by that time, hopefully the rates have balanced out and you know, the Fed's chilling out. And maybe we'll drop a couple of mortgage percentage points. So right now, the mortgage rates rose 0.1 point to 5.66% compared to 5.55% last week. A year ago, the rate was 2.87%. And right now, the average rate on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage rose to 4.98% from 4.85% last week. And last year at this time, the rate was 2.18%. So it was a lot better. And the red-hot housing sector has cooled down considerably. Prices slowly are still going up, but mostly they're stagnant or dropping down, especially with new construction. Like I said, I get the emails. Some of the builders are still dreaming I got an email from a builder the other day, and they were talking about, hey, for a new contract, down payment, it has to be $25,000 if you're using our lender, $30,000 if you're not. And, you know, this is based on, you know, 5%, 5.5%. This doesn't even count any more of the FHA loans at the low 3.5 that it used to be, because it's higher than that now. But, you know, I tell you straight out, not all builders are doing that, but this particular builder, and this builder has good homes, but not many people are going to be putting down a large amount of money and waiting a year or over a year for a brand new house when they can wait maybe 6 more months, like I said, till March, and inventory be so high that prices will drop substantially. And then if you want my $25,000 down, that's okay, because I'm not buying a $500,000 house anymore. My house is $375,000, $400,000, because you just dropped it $100,000, $125,000, because it was overpriced and overvalued in the beginning anyway. So you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's crazy how the supply and demand issue works. And again, the Federal Reserve has a lot to do with, you know, things that are going on now. So, you know, the chairman said last week that the central bank will likely need to keep interest rates high enough to slow the economy for, quote unquote, some time. And it's to tame the worst inflation in 40 years. All right. The government reported that the U.S. economy shrank at a 0.6% annual rate from April through June, a second straight quarter of economic contraction. We're in a recession. For those of you who don't believe we're in a recession because, quote unquote, the job market is strong, I told you before, the only reason why the job market is strong is because other people have two jobs, okay? Because when things hit and gas prices went up and food prices were up and lumber was up, people got other jobs, you know, two jobs, because of the fact that they're like, hey, I can't afford it. So what are they doing now? They're keeping those two jobs. They're not going to give up those two jobs just because things got better, because they want to get ahead of the curve. They want to get things taken care of, so that when, you know, when the perpetual hits the fan, they're covered. You understand? And that's a smart way to do it. But they're not going to put their money out there. They're going to hold their money back. You understand? So, yeah, we're going to see. It's going to be very, 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 very interesting coming up here in the next 6 months, especially now because the holidays are coming. People don't buy homes mostly in the holidays because they either want to be moved already by the holidays, or they don't want to have people going through their home while they're selling it during the holidays, because, you know, they're going to have the Christmas trees, they're going to have the gifts, they're going to have the families for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, you know, for Hanukkah and stuff like that. And the last thing you want is some stranger walking through your house while you got your stuff up celebrating, you know, your holidays. So, so you'll see more of a slowdown there. And, you know, you watch YouTube, there's some analysts out there who will tell you, like the ones on CNBC, they will tell you. And then you have some of the other, you know, YouTube channels that will tell you with numbers, you know. And like I said, Redfin.com has very good with the charts. The Fed is another one, very good with charts and very good with information. So, and again, I get emails from the National Association of Realtors as a realtor, you know, but this article, it was one of the articles was in there. And I get it every Friday. It tells me the, you know, the mortgage rates for 30 year, 15 year, and what's going on. So I appreciate the National Association of Realtors and the Associated Press for this in-depth information, because I'm able to do the research, put it all together, and bring it to you, you know, my posse, GPP. So I know I've been a little long-winded on this one. So just remember the website, geospassion.com. We've been getting many views, many subscribers. Thanks for joining the GPP, the Geo's Passion Posse. Thanks for rating with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor and Spotify. We're on Stitcher. And, you know, hey, we're on public radio. We're doing great. We're doing great. We're building this audience, and I appreciate everybody doing that. I'm working on some other things. Like, I'm always working on something, you know? So, but the thing is, it's a lot of hard work. So for those of you who are sitting back, go, oh yeah, you know, I got a 30-minute or an hour, you know, podcast. Oh, that sounds easy. No, the amount of information that you have to put together, it's very, very difficult. So, but I appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate everybody on the Geo's Passion Instagram who answered the poll questions, who left the question, the young lady, she knows who she is. LL. she left the question about the orbiting and, yeah, you know, make a big announcement and squash it. You know, shut down that person who's orbiting you and they're going to be angry or they're going to be like, you know, perplexed. They're like, oh my God, I got to know what's going on. So, yeah, the experience of, Dallas, Texas was good. Again, Arlington, Irving, everything's central east, the metro, you know, it's almost like New York, New Jersey and, Connecticut, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey. And, you know, so, I appreciate everybody listening in and I'm going to start getting out of here because, they're calling my flight. I'm heading back to Tampa, small plane. The plane I came in on was small. It was a A321A. And this one is a small plane also. So, you know, I enjoy traveling and I'll be doing more of that as the time goes by. So with that said, I want to thank you. I want to thank Geo's Passion Posse. And I want to thank everybody who joined me because I can't do this without you. I cannot do this without you. So peace out. Until the next episode. Love ya. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.